This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Christopher Wright from Cirencester in Gloucestershire, and on the advanced electrical course.
And welcome to TPTS Radio. Chris, just before we start, would you mind telling us a little bit more about your career up to date?
Prior to starting this, I was a graphic designer and copywriter. Prior to that, I was an animal scientist and equine dentist. Then a long time before that, I was in IT.
So you have been a graphic designer, you have had a completely different career than becoming an electrician. Mm. What inspired you, or what triggered you to go into electricals?
Well, my cousin's a builder in my area, and he's fairly well known, and his best friend is an electrician. And I spoke to him at length before I started this. But so that was one thing, but also the technical side of it interests me, you know, the mathematical and technical side of it. It's good to keep your brain sort of stimulated, so that interests me a lot.
And having a background in IT, is it helpful? How does it help you to do your course?
It can be, because I understand about putting power cables next to data cables and things like that, because I've done that in the past, but apart from that, it doesn't really sort of help. Although, in as much as studying for the course, sometimes it helps when I can put things into documents for future reference and things like that. Knowing how to do things on a computer, it's a study aid as well. So there is that, but there's not too much similarity, really.
And is there any other ways you're utilising your graphic design skills in your electrical?
Only doing my own leaflets for my... because I work for myself now, so only doing that, but no other reasons. My animal science background does help, because it's a science degree, and some of the statistical math can be very helpful, so it does actually help sometimes.
Could I ask you, if you don't mind, what is your degree in the animal side of things?
Animal science, but I specialise in equines, horses. And hence the reason I went to America afterwards to study equine dentistry. It was good, but the reason I gave it up, the recession was just approaching and it started to hit. And all of a sudden I had a full books, and then all of a sudden I didn't. It started, you know, people started to sort of neglect it. Because I know, because I've been a horse owner myself, and usually that's one of the last things on the list. You know, if you need money for feed and things like that, it was one of the things to go.
So do you have a plan, or do you have any specific steps you're going to follow to pursue and develop your career further one day?
I want to specialise in an area. I don't quite know what yet. Maybe home automation, maybe something like that. But at the moment, it's just a case of getting my business sort of going and getting my name around and getting experience. At the moment, I'm at the stage where I'm not taking on jobs I can't do. If I've got no experience, I'll say no, you know. So it's still the early stages at the moment. But certainly in the future, I want to specialise in areas and maybe go in with different companies that sell products and try and sell them as part of my sort of portfolio.
I'm just wondering, how did you find the virtual reality program and studying from home? How did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life?
I don't find it a problem, because I'm the sort of person, if I've got 5 minutes, I'll sit down and I'll open my books. I don't work to study timetables or anything like that. I'm the sort of person, if I'm sat there and I've got nothing to do, I'll pick up a book and read. That's how I work. You know, I will sit study for hours like I have to, but at the same time, I can just pick it up any time, really. I don't need to sort of set a timetable, but on the whole, not a problem really.
And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified? You mentioned some other things already, but I'm just wondering, would you like to be a self-employed or run your own?
Yeah, that was the other reason for doing this, because I want to work for myself. So that was the other big reason for us being self-employed. So yeah, as I said, I'm just trying to get my fingers in a few pies, you know, expand my portfolio in the way of going in and selling products to people as well, and trying to expand the business that way. So, but at the moment, it's just about getting experience. But that's my sort of bigger plan, you know, 3-4 years down the line.
Well, whatever you do, Chris, we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.